Torah chapter 5, Mishnah 9. Eid Omer, if one witness says to a person, Nitma, you were rendered impure. The who Omer, but the person himself says, Lord Nitmasi, I wasn't rendered impure. Tahor, we go with his words. If he says he's pure, we go with his words. We accept his words. Shnaim Omrim Nitmasi, if two witnesses come and they say, you impure. For who are married Lord Nidmasi? And he still says, no, I'm pure. So Rabbi Meir says, Matame, we believe the two witnesses against him. V'chachomim Omrim, who neman al yada atzmoi. He's believed regarding himself. The Chomim hold that a person, his testimony regarding himself outweighs even 100 witnesses. Right? He's believed to in these cases for himself. One witness says, Nitma, you are impure. Ushnaim omrimen, two say, Lord Nitma, you're not impure. So now it's just the witnesses against other witnesses. Bain b'rishus yachi, bain b'rishus rabim, doesn't matter where they are, tower. He is pure because he's got two witnesses who say that he's pure against one that says he's not. Shnaim omrim nitma, if it's the other way around, two say he's impure. The aid omer, Lord Nitma, and one witness says he is pure. Bain b'rishus yachi, bain b'rishus rabim, tamer. So now he's impure. It's 2 verse 1 on the impurity side. Eid omer nitma, if one witness says he is impure, the eid omer lo nitma, and one witness says that he is pure. So now it's 1 verse 1. Isha omeris nitma, the isha omeris lo nitma. Even if they were women who normally, when it comes to testimony, you know, women normally don't give testimony. But even if it was women in this case, then berishus hayachid, if they're in a private domain, Tame, so we go strict in a private domain, as we've said many times. Rishus Arabim, Tahor. But if they are in a public, if the doubt's in a public domain, then he is pure.